She is the wife whose husband sleeps. She is the wife who lies awake, listening to the footsteps below. The thief is making his way steadily through the living room, stopping now and then, perhaps to bend close to objects, to hold them up and feel their weight, before he drops them into his sack. Do thieves have sacks? She knows she ought to wake her husband up. There isn't a second to lose. But she needs to be sure, very sure, before she destroys his sleep. Her husband can never fall back to sleep if you wake him up at night. Next day at the office, he's a wreck of a man, his day ruined, his life a living hell. And though he never complains, in a direct sort of way, that he'd rather be dead, he manages to let her see, at breakfast, early in the morning, and again at dinner, the tiredness in his eyes, the sadness of a body that has been unfairly deprived of sleep, none of which would matter a damn if only she could be sure. She's sure, but is she sure she's sure? It's possible that the footsteps are not footsteps at all, but only the sounds a house makes in the middle of the night, a creak of floorboards, a faint snap of wood in a door. But she's sure the sounds she hears are not those sounds, at least so far as she can tell. The sounds she hears are far more regular than that. They are the sounds, she swears she's sure, that footsteps make when someone is moving through your house, threatening your very existence.
I'm getting fine now, Julia said. Don't you want to sit down?
No, thank you. I got to be moving on. I just stopped to see how you was. Me and your father-in-law there, we've knowed each other a heap of years. Me and him is old nesters. We proved up government claims side by side in the early days.
It's nice of you to come see me, Julia said.
Well, days is getting cool now, and I was out on the prairie picking up cow chips, laying in a little fuel. I leave my land unfenced next to Terwilliger, and he pastures his stock on it, so I get a lot of fuel. He laughed. I thought I'd come in.
He wanted to get away now. When you go out, send Myra in, she said, giving him a chance to leave. He hurried up the steps, sighing his relief. I wonder how he lives without farming, she thought. No one knows. No one bothers to ask. You don't put your nose in where it's not wanted.
Following Naomi into the lounge, Nora wiggled her fingers at the baby, who gave her a somber gaze out of bottomless dark blue eyes. Where are the rest of the papers from your gender and genre section? Naomi demanded. I have only half of them. Nora unslung the backpack from her shoulder. Here they are, she said. I wish you'd finish them sooner. I want to look them over before I turn the grades in.
I'm sorry. I had to grade the modern drama exams, too. It's been a busy week.
Yes, it has. That's why I wanted to see those papers earlier. Naomi leafed through her mail, flicking most of it into the trash and then sliding a thin envelope with Italian stamps into the lustrous leather jaws of her slim briefcase.
At dusk, death came to me in the form of a man. He was dressed in a black cape and came mounted on a black stallion. Beneath his hood, I could see that he was a goodly man, severe but beautiful, not old, but in the time of his greatest powers. My courage failed me. I wanted to escape, but I was too weak to stand. My limbs seemed rooted to the ground beneath me.